Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Pras from the FPL Wire. And as promised to you guys, we're bringing you here a specific video on Free Hit 18. There have been enough requests for people thinking about it. And actually, I would say even if you're not thinking about it, this video just might make you consider it as an optional strategy or at least spend some time on thinking about whether it makes sense for you. So I'm going to try to cover in this video some of the reasons why it makes sense and some of obviously the negatives of if you did it, what does it mean for future game weeks. So we're going to start straight away from the FF Scout fixture ticker, which is something that is one of my favorite things in the members area. What you can do in the fixture ticker is basically, you see here 14, 15, 16, 17. I've taken out game week 18 because that is the theoretical free hit week. And then you have 19, 20, 21, and 22. So using this fixture ticker, I think what you can see yourself is that number one on the ticker is Arsenal. Nothing surprising here. There's been a lot of clamor to get Arsenal defenders, even Saka this week, because they have Wolves and then Luton. And their fixtures are pretty much blue, as you can see here, especially from an attacking perspective for the foreseeable. Then you see Brentford. I think the clamor to get Bumo and to a lesser extent Pinnock has reached fever pitch. Because they play Luton this week, they play Sheffield United in game week 16, there's Wolves at home, Nottingham Forest at home, all before game week 21. Then you have Liverpool. I think their fixtures have been good so far, I think since game week 8 or 9, but they continue to be good for a while. And then Man City. Man City have had a tougher run, even though Haaland has done reasonably well, the team themselves have done reasonably well. I think after Spurs and Villa, game week 16 onwards is when their fixture run gets really, really good. They play Luton, Crystal Palace, Everton, Sheffield United and Burnley in five of the next six. So those are the guys who are at the top. And at the bottom three are actually very interesting because you see Villa right at the bottom. And that's reflected in transfers this week where a lot of people are looking at cash going out, Diaby going out. I am recording this on a Thursday night when there have been some concerns on Watkins, even though after the match, Emery has basically said that it was precautionary and he should be okay for Sunday. But who knows? And I've seen some people considering Watkins as well out for somebody like a Darwin. So Villa bottom. Then you have Spurs, second bottom. And Spurs obviously with the Man City fixture, not the greatest one. And then Newcastle. Now, you can argue again for an attacker. Spurs is, you know, a team that can do well against any side. But they are bottom of the ticker, just from a pure fixtures perspective. And then the third from bottom is Newcastle. With Newcastle, the thing is, I mean, a lot of the appeal is Newcastle defenders. If I look at these fixtures, I mean, Man United, fair, they could do well. But then Spurs in game week 16, they have Liverpool game week 20, Man City game week 21. Okay fixtures, not amazing. Liverpool, you know, Newcastle can do well in against most teams, but a tough fixture is a tough fixture. So in summary, Arsenal top, Brentford, Liverpool, Man City as the top four. And then at the bottom, Villa, Spurs and Newcastle. So now just, you know, basically the beauty of the free hit is, remember the teams that I told you are at the bottom? Now let's look at game week 18. Game week 18, top of the ticker. Aston Villa play Sheffield United at home. Newcastle play Luton. And you see Spurs here, who are number 5, play Everton at home. So immediately you see a fixture benefit of playing a free hit, because you get to take out three of these teams that are at the bottom of the fixture ticker, and you get them in for the week where they're at the top of the fixture ticker, and basically all very high upside games. Now, right at the bottom, again, very interesting. Obviously, we know that Man City and Brentford blank, because Man City are going to Saudi Arabia to play the Club World Cup, and their fixture was against Brentford. So that is a blank. If you don't know that yet, now you do. And the other thing is, Liverpool host Arsenal. So if you think about going back to the original fixture ticker, where the top four teams were the ones where we were going to attack and get more players from, these are the four teams that have the worst fixture in Game Week 18. So from a fixtures point of view, I think you see where I'm going with this, where you can still argue that, look, I can still hold Ollie Watkins through the tougher games. I can still have a Trippier through the tougher games because they have still good upside, even Sun. But my then point is, if you're going to triple up on an Arsenal, for example, and you land in Game Week 18, you're going to be playing your double defense against a Salah that you will still have. If you know, a lot of people have double Liverpool as well, or even triple if you're going Watkins to Darwin, for example. So then you have Darwin, Salah, Tsimikas playing Arsenal. So what I'm saying is your Game Week 18 team will basically suffer in terms of the upside. So there is merit to start to think that, okay, I'm going to consciously start making decisions that get me towards a slightly better team around Game Week 18, and maybe think about free hitting in Game Week 18. So that was basically the fixtures argument. I'm going to talk about some of the players that we can target, but roughly you can see, like, you can get back to Triple Villa, whether that's Moreno, who was back today starting. That could be Diaby, that could be a double defense even. You could play Cash and Moreno, and then you have Watkins. There's lots of options. Then from Newcastle, you're looking at Isak, Trippier. Not a lot of people will be able to get to Trippier for this Luton fixture. So you can get an Isak, you can get a Trippier, you can get a Gordon. And then from Spurs, maybe, you know, if you're looking at a Sun out this week, you get the guy back basically for his plum fixture home to Everton. So this is the fixtures reason for why a free hit 18 could make sense. Let's go to another key factor, which I have also talked about somewhat, but I want to just bring home again. So this is game week 18 again, and I am now looking at here the basically the days in which the games happen. So what they've done is, because it's the nice festive time of the year, people want to watch football, the Crystal Palace and Brighton game has been moved forward to a Thursday, 21st of December. Now, those of you who follow press conferences know that most of the managers tend to speak on a Friday afternoon. So essentially, your deadline here, this is all UK times, by the way. So if the first game is Crystal Palace versus Brighton on a Thursday, your deadline will be at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday. This is well before majority of the press conferences happen on Friday. So now think about your team on game week 18. You have got Haaland, you've got Mbeumo, you potentially have a Pinnock or an injured player, let's say somebody who's not come back from injury. You have to start Archer, you have to start Charlie Taylor or Kabore. On top of this, out of your remaining 9 good players, somebody has a niggle somewhere and you have no idea. You will not hear from the manager on a Friday whether they are fit to play or not. So yet another reason where if you are on a free hit, you know, let me take an example of a popular player. Let's say Salah has a niggle. I hope he doesn't, but let's use him as an example. And so you could basically have Salah on your free hit team. Let other people have Salah as their main player. If Salah completely misses out, you can have somebody like an Nkunku or somebody like a Morgan Gibbs-White who plays Bournemouth at home as your first sub. So immediately you have a massive advantage. This another thing to factor in is basically this game week 18 is the beginning of a stretch of games. So 18, 19, 20 happen within a week. So let's say take Villa again, for example. Let's say Unai Emery decides that, look, against Sheffield United, I don't need Watkins. I can give him a full rest. I mean, you've got a massive advantage if the non-free hitters have Watkins and they're hoping and praying that he starts. Again, you can have a great first, second bench, and if he completely misses out, you're in the money. So you can see here why in the Christmas period, when everybody will have no bench, there could be an advantage just from the fact that you can put out 11 players. So Then let me get to one other reason, which is basically your uncertainty around injuries and suspensions. So what has happened this season is it's there for all to see. There've been a lot more yellow cards, even red cards for that matter. But the yellow card suspensions have just started creeping up on everyone. So as I look at some of the players that people are looking to target between this period, these yellow card suspensions last until game week 19. So certainly game week 18 could be hit by a fifth yellow card. So some of the popular players that are on four yellows already, Trippier. A lot of people will be looking to get Trippier. If you're free hitting, you just wait and see. Is he available or not? Cash. I know cash, people are losing cash this week. But, you know, for example, somebody like David Luiz, he's been on, Douglas Luiz, he's been on four yellows for a while. Would he get his, you know, if you have him and he gets his fifth yellow in game week 17, that would be very annoying. Sterling, similarly, people are looking to buy him. Ait Nouri now not relevant because he's now injured beyond game week 18. So people who have him need to sell. Kabore is on four yellows. I know I've seen a lot of teams that are pre-game week 10 wildcard still have Kabore, maybe even pre-game week 7 because, you know, they got him for the double. And then Bayer as well. So that's on four yellows. Then there's other issues, you know, basically because game week 18 is so far out, you could have people who are on three yellows that become a problem later, like Palmer. A lot of people are looking at Palmer this week and saying, okay, that's a good pick.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the long term, well, he's on three yellow cards. So he could easily pick up another couple of yellow cards and the fifth one becoming game week 17. Similarly, Charlie Taylor. A lot of people are relying on Charlie Taylor to start against Fulham in game week 18. He's on three. Lascelles has his own issues that, you know, Botman could be back by then. But if he's not, he could still be an issue. Baldock, Udogi, Huang, Gibbs-White himself. These are all picks that are fairly popular. And people are hoping to keep them for this blank game week 18. So again, if you're looking to free hit, another advantage you have is something happens, something crops up in game week 17 and people's plans of basically avoiding a free hit become fairly weak. And then you, if you're free hitting in game week 18, are in a much better position. So coming to that free hit draft. So now people who listen to my solo rambles know that I don't spend hours on a free hit draft because we don't have the information. We don't know who are the right picks now, sitting five game weeks before. But this is to give you a rough idea. I think what I would try to do on a free hit is basically triple up on three of the biggest teams, or at least double up. So start with Newcastle. I think I would definitely have Trippier. I would have Isak. I could have a second Newcastle defender, or I could have Gordon. I think these three picks are pretty good. And if I'm looking at non-free hitters, you know, people could still have maybe Gordon, but I think not many will have Isak. And I think even few would have Trippier, because ultimately people are looking to move their funds to get a Saka, to get a Son. And so I don't think many, many teams will have Trippier. Then I think the other triple up I would like is a Villa one. Now, in this particular draft, I've got Alex Moreno and Watkins. You can also add Martinez in goal if you wanted. I think if Diaby is a good option, you can add him. So there are options at Villa as well, and Villa is home to Sheffield United. I think double defense is absolutely fine. If cash is still an option, that's also fine. Then I would look at Spurs. Spurs home to Everton. Prime, very good fixture. I don't think Madison would be back by then, but I think Son, Johnson and Pedro Porro would be three picks that everybody should look to target. You know, most people, I would say, would have Son. A lot of people would target Porro, but I'm seeing people sell Son this week. So I don't think it's a given that Sun is going to be mass owned in Game Week 18. He'll be well owned, but I think it could be an edge just to have a Salah, Sun, Watkins, Isak team. So I think a triple Spurs works really well. And then you fill it up with, so that's 9. You fill it up with other good picks. So that could be Nkunku, if he's back from Chelsea, for Chelsea, he plays Wolves. You could play Gibbs-White, who's home to Bournemouth. You could play, Salah, who's home to Arsenal. I think Salah will be popular anyway. That's a home game for Liverpool. They're still attacking. Although, mind you, Arsenal's away record is easily the best over the last couple of seasons. So you could also take a punt and say, look, I'm going to go against Salah. Of course, it can backfire. But what I mean is it's high risk, high return. And then you could, I think Trent here is my second sub or something. That's a luxury you have in a free hit 18 draft because there's no Haaland money, right? So there's a lot of money to spend on your bench. And in goal, you can start Martinez or you can start Leno. And that would be a rough idea of where I'm trying to get to this. So what I would tell people is, as you're thinking about free hit 18, look at your team today. Think about what are your transfers that you would make if you were not free hitting. So roll it forward. You can go to plan, FPL plan. You could go to FPL.team. Put your team in there. Roll it forward to Game Week 18. Look at what you would ideally end up with. Compare your expected points or look at the key differences and then say, how much different would this team score to that? And if the answer is 15, 20 points, then definitely give it a thought because that would be my benchmark to think about whether a free hit makes sense or not. Now, some of you would say, why would I use my free hit now? I mean, there's always time much later. There'll be other opportunities to free hit later where I might need it because there'll be bigger blanks, bigger doubles. So let's talk about that. And I'm not going to sort of give you a whole helicopter view of the whole season, but I want you to understand a couple of things. Number one, there's not a lot of blanks and doubles this year. I think over the last 3 years, we've been sort of overfed the doubles and the blanks because of COVID, because of the Queen's passing. So that is not the case this year. At least we hope not. So the idea is this is a normal season with normal double game weeks and blanks. And let me give you a very rough overview of what that is. So in game week 18, we know that's the blank. That's what we're talking about, the free hit. Game week 26 is the next blank, which is basically whichever teams make it into the Carabao Cup final, they will blank that week. Then game week 29 is that mega, mega blank, which always happens every year. If you've played the game, you know there's about only 4 fixtures or 5 fixtures that take place because so many Premier League teams make the quarterfinals of the FA Cup. Apart from that, in terms of doubles, there is a double in game week 34. Now, I'll come back to game week 34. There's a massive double in game week 37, which is the biggest double of the season, or expected to be the biggest double of the season. And this one is a prime bench boost week. Now, some people may have used their bench boost and may think differently, but this would be a good week, even though it's close to the end of the season. I feel it'll be a good week for bench boosting. So your free hit weeks come down to game week 29, which is basically that big quarterfinal blank, or game week 34. And game week 34 is basically a free midweek. So if there's not too many Premier League teams that make it into the quarterfinals, you could actually have a game week 34 that is not even a double or a blank. It could be a normal game week because the games that were postponed in game week 29 just sit in game week 34 midweek. So you could have a scenario where game week 34 is completely okay. And for game week 29 blank, you always have the wild card. So you could basically dead end your team to game week 29. You would wild card out in game week 30 or 31. Why I'm saying 31 is because Arsenal play Man City in 30. So you could actually just avoid those teams even in 30. So you could wildcard in game week 31 and then bench boost in 37. So free hit is actually not a necessity for the rest of the season. It could be the case. So let's say if a lot of Premier League teams make it into the Carabao Cup the FA Cup quarterfinal, and they don't meet each other, so they cause a lot more blanks than we expect, then yes, game week 34 could get a little ugly because you could have some blanks, you could have some doubles. And then if the worst happens, you wish you had a free hit. But I think in a normal case, you should be able to navigate it. So I think we need to also start to think about that it's not that you definitely need a free hit in the future. People who do want to think about it, people who do think that there is opportunity, should really consider if a free hit 18 makes sense. I would say you need to evaluate, like I said, the delta in your points. But you also need to evaluate your path. let's say your team right now needs you to sell Sun, right? You know, then just, you know, you hope to get Sun for that free hit week. Let's say your team requires, or you feel that, you know, it's worth going from a Watkins to a Darwin Núñez. Well, you could do that if, because you have a free hit. You don't have to worry about Watkins' fixture against Sheffield United. If you want these players as around that, and if you think that I really need a Sun or a Watkins around and I don't just want him for a free hit, fair enough. But remember, things like Sun is off to Asia Cup. So you could easily say, I'm going to sell Sun, spread the money, get all the players I want. Obviously, taking going away from Sun is a punt. But if you were off that view, then it's much easier if you have a free hit in hand and you're not scared of that Everton at home fixture. That's basically my thought process on a free hit. In my particular team, I've been planning to not free hit ever since basically I wildcarded, where now that I have Chris Wood in my team who plays Bournemouth at home in game week 18, I feel like I have one better player than some other people. I have Charlie Taylor who plays Fulham as my fifth defender. So I feel like there is an opportunity here to basically save it. But as I said, the upside isn't great. And I think one last point before I go is this double of game week 20. So because the Man City Brentford game has been postponed, it could happen as early as game week 20. If the double happens, then that strengthens your case for a free hit, because you could start getting City players from game week 16. You could get Alvarez when City play Luton, because you don't care that they blank in game week 18. You could get a City defender if you were so inclined, like Ruben Dias. You could get a Pinnock today. So there are reasons why you could say that I'm going to get them and not worry about the blank, because you will also be above everybody else as they are preparing for this blank. You will already have Alvarez, Haaland. You could have a Foden. You could have a Pinnock and Bumo. So basically for game week 20, that double would help you even more. So on the flip side, if that double doesn't happen, and the closer we get to next week's deadline, the harder it is for us to see that it is going to happen in Game Week 20, because they've promised a 4-5 week period to announce these games so that fans can plan their travel. If the double doesn't happen, that's a big hit on the free hit, as in it doesn't make it as appealing. So that's one factor to look out for. So in summary, if the double is happening, if you're inclined to sell Sun or Watkins, if your team is in a shape where you think, if I get a Boomer and a Haaland, I've got two other problems, that my Game Week 18 team looks really poor, consider a free hit. But other than that, consider sort of the weeks around it as well and what path you take to go around it. I hope that was helpful. How long did I take? Not too long. I think that was okay. 20 minutes. Excellent. So thank you very much. I didn't want to keep it too much longer than this. So have a good Game Week 13, and we will see you on Monday with the regular long pod. Bye. Sports Social Podcast Network.